So I'm going to count us in, and then we'll all start singing. 5, 4, 3, 2. You are listening.
That's weird. You
to
do that.
Blind with Famous.
Never been.
Your all Fresno podcast, where we talk about all things Fresno. This is Joshua Teehee, aka Famous Whitewater, and with me always, Mike C. of the Dorktown Network of Podcasts.
Hey.
And we have guests.
Yay.
Who I will let introduce themselves because, yeah.
Because, yeah.
I'm too lazy.
All right, so, yes, go.
No, I'm Rocky Rodriguez.
I'm Ryan Harley.
Yeah, and together we are...
something
just two nerds from
the Dos Amigos.
The third one's dead.
No, but they are actually here to talk about Sweet Fest, which is coming up soon. And this will be the what? How long?
16.
How many? 16.
Yep.
Yeah. 1-6. Over how many years?
Over 8 years.
6, 7, 8 yeah. years. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
That over is impressive.
Yeah.
Tiring. I
mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Getting old.
All right.
There's got to have been something in Fresno that's run 8 years and still going on.
Oh, there's many. There's
plenty of
things.
Plenty of things.
Good things. I don't know so much. There's lots of good. And we'll talk about a bunch of that stuff, and we'll get back to Sweet Fest. But before we do, let's jump all into our Fresno stuff. Mike, you have a list.
What, we do?
It looks like you have a list.
Oh, we're talking about Fresno.
Yeah, Fresno stuff. Where do we want to start?
Fulton. Come on, bro.
Always.
Fulton Street Mall.
Fulton Street Mall. It's still a mall for, it's right now.
It's more street than mall.
Right. Have you been down there recently?
I'm more street than mall.
It's kind of nothing.
Then from the waist down.
Just looks to the sky. Nah! What have you done to me? I'm more street than mall.
Twisted and evil.
It's messed up right now. I mean, it's nice. Sure. You know, like as I'm looking
the most photographed thing in Fresno right now on Facebook and groups and down Instagram feeds.
Okay.
Look at this shot.
You got drones out there.
Asphalt.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. I feel bad for any business that has to be open.
Oh, man. Making it through.
So Take Three and what's the other? The one right across the Paris Cafe? Parsley Cafe. Are both still open.
That's
and
have you gone in there and supported them?
I have not, no. But you look.
You just walk by and give him a bird.
After that Tupac thing. You're more of a Biggie fan.
Right, yeah. So you look, and I can't imagine how like people would just on a normal day figure out their way down there, you know?
It is quite like a labyrinth over there right now.
Yeah.
Like I went there the other day. I was just got lost.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to end up like on it by Edison or something.
Right.
Yeah. It was crazy.
Because they it kind of leads you around. No, they.
I'm going to be at Edison here.
There's like detours, and then suddenly you're, you know, three blocks down.
Yeah.
You're like, how do I even get back to where I want to go?
Yeah. It's very M.C. Escher-ish right now, trying to figure out like where the hell we're going.
But that's not for long, though. They should have it done soon.
Past the halfway point, yeah.
And then it'll be awesome. We'll have diagonal parking.
Ooh. Man, I've been waiting for that diagonal ass parking. Man.
Done with parallel parking.
I hate to burst your bubble, but it's not diagonal.
What?
It's not diagonal. It's just regular old parallel parking.
I was told there was diagonal parking.
Ashley lied to me.
At least
Hashtag
down,
Ashley lies.
Ashley
at
lies.
Least down by...
maybe on the side streets, but like not on Fulton itself.
Mm.
It's just parallel.
Well, maybe this is because I think I was talking to someone outside of the Warner's Theater complex. So maybe like on that side of
maybe down there.
We don't
because
parallel
the road.
Park very
the
well here
nope.
in town. That's
nope.
not,
nope. Nope.
Are we going to have to go through some training maybe? The city?
The city
is going to provide parallel park training?
Yeah.
Well, they can't provide like with all the one-way streets downtown. People are still confused with that. Right. We're ever going to get around. And we can't figure out roundabouts in this town.
Well, at least there's no roundabouts.
Right. Yeah. Well, there will be...
we'll be screwed.
Tuolumne will become a two-way soon. So that'll be nice. Yeah. That'll help people
really?
Out. Yeah. I'm very excited. I'm I'm looking down and I can see all the way through now.
Mm-hmm. Stupid trees.
There's like well,
get rid of them dumb trees.
Burn them.
And art. There's no art back there yet.
They got to get it.
But it's all coming.
Yeah, it'll be up there soon.
It doesn't get stuck on the I-5 coming back.
Right.
Oh, where is it at? Did they ship it off somewhere?
I think they shipped a lot of it off to LA somewhere.
Yeah, to be restored.
Oh, really?
Restored. Yeah. Switched out, more like
right,
it.
Probably.
Let's start the
Getty's now going
right
to have
now.
Our...
Yeah, it's going to be a Getty. They're going to be like, you know what? We just decided to keep it here.
It fits better with our...
Fresno, you guys don't need this.
They're making copies of everything.
Right? Yeah.
All the art we get back will be made out of cheese.
Aluminum cans.
Various... things.
If it's anything that can be stolen and hawked, we will be in trouble. They'll have to solder it to the ground or something so no one can steal it. This makes it sound like I don't like Fresno.
It sure does. No, but then
you're so
I agree. I'm excited about the street.
Yeah.
And all the promises it will bring.
I think it's a little difficult because some of the businesses have moved off of that strip now. So, you know, Root and Peeves have both left. And other businesses, I think, have been struggling from what I hear. Like,
the night is darkest before the dawn.
That is true. Yeah. And it could just be that, you know, once it opens up and people can see what it's actually all about, it'll be fine. But
sure.
They'll take some time.
That'd be cool.
What would you personally like to see?
I've been touting this forever, but I am challenging personal one-on-one challenge to David Fansler. You're such a badass.
Trader Joe's
opening restaurants north of Shaw. Let's see it. Let's see that talent on Fulton Street, bro. On downtown. Wouldn't have to be Fulton Street, but.
Where would you put it on Fulton Street?
Yeah. They let him have his run of anything.
Yeah.
Would you go South Mall, North Mall? Street.
I'm fond of being near Tioga now, so being near the baseball stadium.
Yeah. But what's there?
Isn't that the Luftenberg's?
I guess Luftenberg's.
Is there anything in there right now?
I don't think so.
They could put a patio up on the top.
Now we're cooking.
Yeah, that would be perfect. Spot.
Well, weren't they originally wanting to do something on the other side? Whatever it is on the other side of Luftenberg's, on south of it.
The old Gotchak?
The city wanting to.
The open air market, right?
Right. Yeah, they wanted a restaurant with a patio they were talking about.
No.
I thought that's what they need.
If I think a restaurant
that you can
with a patio
see the
would
stadium.
Be really awesome.
You can see the stadium from the patio.
That would be cool.
Well, they had those plans drawn up, right, where they're supposedly that section is going to be turned into like mixed use, or they got some kind of grant.
Yeah, they were like selling the land to Terrence Frazier.
Right.
Yeah, that land that's directly
build, like,
across from Tioga.
Three-story building.
They are going to.
Yeah,
and I've seen the pictures, you know, the renderings,
rendering
and
looks
great.
Yeah,
I wish
renderings
always look
so damn good.
They should just build the renderings.
Yeah,
I've seen so many good renderings of Fresno.
Damn, this
if
rendering.
They could just put all like Manchester Mall. If the Manchester Mall is
looks
anywhere
nice
near
on
as
that.
Awesome
that's a
as that
sweet
rendering,
bro. Yeah. Have you seen? Do you remember the rendering from the lake? Remember when Bubba, hey, we gotta build this lake. There was a rendering, and that looked pretty. That was a damn sweet rendering.
The Bass Pro outlet, wasn't that?
Yeah.
Bass Pro.
Bass Pro, right? Yeah.
We're going to get that Bass Pro and that lake.
So I have driven fairly recently.
Good for you.
Out the 120.
Josh is driving again.
That's where the Bass Pro ended up, right?
It was Manteca.
Our Bass Pro was in Manteca.
And every time I drive by it, I'm a little bit like,
That's ours.
That's pretty badass.
That's how I feel.
It's genius.
You're
it's
welcome,
like,
Manteca.
Huge, and it's like, you know, and I'm like, man, we could have had that.
That's how I feel when I drive by the Mendota, Welcome to Mendota sign. It's the cantaloupe capital of the world. And it was a Farboni, and I'm like, that's ours. Well, that belongs to us.
Did you say Firebonian?
Farbonian.
Firebonian?
Yeah. What do you call a person with fireball?
Fire. Fire Bonian.
I don't think it ends in Bonian.
Yeah, Bonian sounds.
You come up with something better, you let
Fire
me know.
Fire Bob.
Well, I'm not going to come up with something better. I just want something more technical.
Fire
Fire Bah Humbug is more.
Fire Bar.
Fire
Bar.
Fire, yeah. Fire. Well, someone fire. From Fire Bar. That's what you always say.
Yeah.
Bah.
Did we
the bah, bro.
Did bah, bro. What were we really like ever in the running for that Bass Pro thing?
The, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, really,
or was that like some Donald Trump running horse?
What, it was like, Bass Pro horse. Was just like dangling that carrot out there.
Oh, you imagine like, running horses here now?
Oh man, it'd be great. It'd be great.
It would just be like again. It is in developed with houses. You know, oh, that Trump, that
yeah,
Trump
right,
hotel.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Shitty country club. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so. We're all in agreement well, on the
I'm
street.
I'm just, so I'm just, cool I'm excited that for it to be done so we can move on.
Yeah,
as a city.
Yeah, we can finally this, say.
There will no longer be Fulton Mall debating anymore.
Right. Are there still debates going on? Are there still people like.
Oh, I think so.
Is there okay? I haven't heard from anyone
I
lately.
Think,
I don't know if it's still active or
are
what.
Are they trying to push the. I know for a while they were still like sort of threatening that they were going to have a lawsuit or whatever. Mm.
I've not heard anything.
But
No one's chained themselves to like a
hopefully,
tree.
Yeah, it's.
I think they saw the writing on the wall.
It's over now.
Like, well,
hopefully,
but there were some people that were
just
really
watchdoggy,
really, really angry about it. You know, to the point of like.
Well, those they already installed some of those lights, and people are saying the lighting
oh,
is
yeah.
cheap. Is already not what was in the design, and that they're cheaper. The lights are cheaper.
Right. Because they had to cut however much money.
Oh, yeah. They had to cut like $2 million at the very end.
They got
to
find that $2 million.
Right.
Bye bye lights.
Yeah.
We know. We are.
Bye bye cool lights.
Just duct tape some LEDs up there. Some Harbor Freight LEDs.
those $5 solar lights, yard lights.
Yeah, just stick them in there. Those wouldn't last 3 seconds.
No,
nope.
They won't.
Someone would take them and.
And then they'd be selling them to you at the Blackstone Denny's. Hey, man, look at these lights. How much
solar
you want?
Power.
How much
run you want? Forever.
Yeah.
$5 for the set. Okay. What else? What else we got here, Mike?
What else we got, man? Oh, have you been to Dave and Buster's?
Whoa, Dave and Buster's!
Whoa. No, I have about a. I,
none
I told
of us have
a year.
See, that's,
I'm waiting a year
yeah, was it
for
Rocky,
the bros to die down.
Wasn't right. that one of your dreams?
It was.
To open up your own version of it?
Yeah, and they kind of took that dream away from me. And
those bastards.
So, Rocky's Barcade in front of Emporium.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
It's still coming one of these days, but. For now.
On Fulton Street.
Yeah, I'll go do some research. Yeah,
on
Fulton
right,
Street.
On
exactly.
Fulton Street, yeah. Yeah, go do some research and see how you can beat them.
Yeah. I bet their own
better
game.
Games.
Yeah, no, I'll come up with something better.
Indoor
but yeah, no, I haven't been
archery.
There. I assume it's like jam-packed with bros right now, North Fresno bros, so I'm kind of going for that to die down a wee bit before I go and scope it out. But I'm glad it's here.
Well, if you just find somebody with a lifted truck, you can go and
you'll
be, all
right. be fine.
Yeah. You can go with them.
No,
I don't think I'll ever. I may never go there.
Yeah,
what?
Out of sheer protest,
one time.
No, just I don't. I can't
you'll
imagine
get,
a
you'll
situation
get
where
you'll
like,
get pulled into it for some sort of like family or friend.
Maybe
group.
My brother
like we have
does
to do a field trip for research for
but
the
possibly
podcast.
Right. Yeah. My brother, it's like one of his favorite. Like he's like. Whenever we're someplace where there is a Dave,
he's like
let's go to Dave and Buster's.
Yeah, see, you're gonna get your brother's
yeah, maybe,
gonna pull
maybe.
You in, dude.
Mm-hmm. I just
well, just for that, now my birthday is at Dave and Buster's this year, and you gotta go.
All right, let's do it.
I've heard from people who went that there's like a lot of kids. People are taking their kids.
Yeah, I don't,
it's like you're losing
okay,
the points.
Yes. Right. So I heard. So at work,
for the
I heard a couple of people talking about it, and. Someone was like, oh, but it's just for adults, right? And then the other person was like, oh, no, you could take your kids.
You can't take
like,
your kids.
Really?
Yeah.
So they've loosened it.
You can, but you shouldn't.
Back
you
should. In the,
exactly.
Right.
It's a
back in the day,
it
was very, they were very much like this is for adults, guys. Right. Look, we're a playland for
it's
adults.
It's like Hooters.
And now yeah, they're like, now what? They like backed off. Like,
well, anybody
it's like how
in.
You can bring your kid to a rated R movie.
Right.
Yeah. You can, but you really shouldn't.
Yeah,
they're an asshole. Don't do that.
Or your baby, like,
at the bar, sitting at the,
Mm-hmm. No, people just don't give a fuck.
Which, right. But see, what they don't realize is they're spoiling everyone else.
Exactly.
They're spoiling everyone, but they're spoiling their own, too. It's
well,
like,
right.
It's like, come on, man. Find a babysitter. Just
be
don't
in the
go.
Dave and Buster's charter that you, if kids are being annoying, the adults get to like.
Right.
Once they're in that fun zone where we're supposed to be having fun.
Right.
I get to punch your kid if they're acting up.
Slap him at least.
Just know.
If you're not going to punch him, I'm going to.
Yeah. Someone's slapping your kid.
If you're not doing it, I'm doing it. It's called the fun zone for a reason.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if it's actually called the fun zone. Yeah, you made that up.
A quiet room where you put all
the
kids.
They apparently need its own corner. And if you've ever been in a casino, I've seen them in Tahoe where they, you know, you can put the kids in like this arcade area. That they lock them in there and you sign them in there and then you go do your adult gambling.
Right. Then you come back and hopefully they're still in there. And not sold into
slavery.
How much
money for that kid? Yeah. I just lost it.
Like, hey, yeah. I got an 8-year old in there. Yeah. And they're paying
that worth? Yeah.
That is so sad.
Well, what about this? It's not here yet, but the Steak and Shake that's going in on Kings Canyon.
I'm so happy about that.
It's a chain sort of.
People are excited about it.
A hamburger chain. Yeah. That from, I don't know where it's from, but.
But it's already causing outrage.
It's already
right?
touted because
it's on Kings Canyon.
Yeah,
because
it's on Kings Canyon.
I think that's the most interesting thing I've ever seen for a new franchise, right. The Fresno. To open up something on Kings Canyon is kind of cool.
They must they must know their market.
Yeah,
you know.
I have no idea. I've never heard of that chain before, so I have no idea. But apparently, it's got a White Castle In-N-Out esque kind of following.
How many good burger chains can there be? We got so many. We got Habit now and In-N-Out. Right.
Yeah, people were touting Jersey Mike's, and it's like, man,
yeah,
not great.
It's pretty meh. Now there's like they're everywhere. There's like 8 Jersey Mike's in town.
I don't think
I've
ever been.
Quiznos. It was all right. It was underrated.
Yeah, I do miss Quiznos. They're just a little bit pricey for people.
They were pricey, but Jersey Mike's isn't any cheaper.
No,
I'm hoping is the Dunkin' Donuts that they're hoping up in Hanford will come make it to Fresno. That would be a good Fulton Mall edition.
They were supposed
that
to.
That would be.
They were supposed to open up some Fresno ones. Yeah, I don't know what happened.
I think
with
that's in the plan still, but.
Because that was a couple of years ago. They're like, Dunkin' Donuts coming to Fresno. And then,
you see the commercials on TV. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That and CC's Pizza. See those commercials? Right,
right.
There's no CC's Pizza anywhere.
Ruby Tuesdays, right? Is the other one I see.
Oh, yeah.
Golden Corral.
Golden Corral. They might be
somewhat
a Golden
Corral. That one's out on Tracy or something. That by that guy, that Bass Pro. There's
Golden Corral.
They stole our Golden Corral, too.
All the stuff we lost goes to Manteca. Tracy.
There used to be a Golden Corral in Selma, and I would go there.
Yeah. Well, you're Kingsburger.
You end up there. So.
What do you call someone from Kingsburg? Kingsburger?
Kingsburgian.
Kingsbonian.
Kingsbonian.
Kingsboner. I don't know. Yeah, because apparently if you're from Fireball, you're called a Farboner.
Farboner.
Yeah. That's what you get when you go to Fireball.
You get Fireboned.
I got a Fireboned.
I'm sure I've been to Fireball. But
it's an alternate route out to I-5. If you don't like to go through Los Banos, you know it takes a half hour to get to Los Banos anymore.
Right, right.
A lot of people have been going through. They go through Fireball to get to San Francisco from Fresno. I thought that was blew my mind. That's been going on for years. I just don't see why it would be faster. But a lot of people swear it is.
Yeah, it can be if you don't encounter a lot of trucks and CHPs. Yeah.
I never go through Los Banos.
What do you use?
Bass Pro, man. It goes to Manteca. I see.
Manteca.
Oh, you
they're taking our traffic too.
Oh yeah.
Or any of the other.
But what if you go to South? West. But you go South San Francisco, San Jose. You have to go through 152.
Yeah.
You
never like Monterey or something. You got to go. To
well, apparently I haven't been to those places.
Jesus.
Monterey.
You don't go to Santa Cruz?
Santa Cruz, no, haven't been. I guess maybe I should go.
Gilroy.
You don't need to.
All right, that's not Fresno.
Well, it's everybody from Fresno knows the coast, coastal routes.
Yeah.
You know, has their favorite coastal spot. Favorite central coast spot, go.
Morro Bay is by far my favorite.
All
right. Yeah, I'm old people.
Brian's favorite central coast spot.
Santa Cruz. The place he's never been.
Santa Cruz.
I've been there. I just haven't gone. Santa Cruz.
Favorite coastal spot, Rocky.
I have to go to Monterey/Carmel.
Oh. Yeah. Well, he's adding Carmel in there.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
it's all right. It's like Fresno, Clovis.
Enough. Yeah. And
so Carmel's the Clovis?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
And what is. See, you have to think about it. No, everyone else was like, this
well,
less than
Castroville. I love artichokes.
Arroyo Grande.
Okay.
No, I don't know. I actually, well, my friend lives in La Selva Beach, and that's like my favorite because he's like,
what?
Right by La Selva Beach, which is south of.
Yeah, just making that
Santa
shit up.
Yeah. Aptos.
Oh, okay, Aptos. Yeah.
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 But I like Pismo. I like Pismo.
Pismo's cool.
It's good for a day.
Right, right.
It's not like a whole weekend.
How do we get Pismo people come to Fresno? That's
well, they do. They go when they go skiing. They come through us, right. through
they
Fresno.
They come through Fresno, yeah.
And then they raise their nose and go, Fresno.
How?
And they go,
they sniff and they're like, what's that
Let's
smell?
Let's go home.
And they go to Pismo's restaurant.
Right, and they eat at
Dave
Pismo's,
Fansler,
right.
It all comes back.
Yeah,
there it is.
Fansler, man. Yeah. Open up a Fresno's in Pismo, there Fansler. That's their new challenge.
You sell tacos and tri-tip sandwiches.
Tri-tip tacos.
That's
I imagine like
brilliant.
What is that? The casino in Vegas where it looks like you're in Venice.
Oh yes, yes.
But only it's like an indoor Fulton Mall,
right.
In the middle.
Oh man,
Pismo.
That would be great.
It's like I'm actually on the Fulton Mall in Fresno, but I'm in Pismo.
And I'm in
I had an old blog post where
that is genius.
The old Blockbusters that's now is like the pool hall. Or whatever, that I wanted that to be called Fresno's, and it's an all Fresno themed restaurant.
That would be brilliant.
It's got like, and it's got animatronics of Bill Soroyan's in one corner, like
I'm
going,
typing.
He's
on
like
his,
he's on a typewriter.
Bike.
Once in a while, he looks up at the restaurant. And goes back to his tablet, and then
who else would
and then
be
it's
there?
Got
all the waiters and waitresses are dressed
up
as
like Ashley Swearengen and like Kobe.
Brilliant! That is brilliant.
And it's got the photograph guy,
Pop Laval.
Pop Laval.
Does anyone know what Pop Laval looks
Pop
like?
Pop Laval is in one corner taking pictures.
I imagine he's a variation. In my head, he looks like Colonel Sanders crossed with like
what?
I don't know, like. Soroyan, maybe? I don't know.
That's kind of my and then
it
like
would be
you
great,
know Rainforest
then
Cafe
would,
like the
they would
monkey
just
will
sell you pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know Rainforest Cafe once in a while the monkey will come to life like every 20 minutes or what. So like so then Alan Autry animatronic would be like in a corner where every once in a while he'd go, "Hey, how is it going out there?"
He'd be dressed in
his
Heat
uniform?
Of the Night
uniform. Yep. In the Heat of the Night uniform. He's
that's
all
brilliant.
I got him, Chief.
I would go. I would go to that restaurant.
Yep. Pat Hill's in another corner with his headset, and he's yelling.
It's
yelling
actually Pat Hill, though.
It's actually Pat Hill.
He's like, just get him on.
Oh, come on! What kind of call is that? You just got to eat with that. Pat Hill's pissed off. In the corner.
Hey, so do you want to talk about Fresno State football? Since,
ooh, we don't have
a
coach.
They suck real bad, apparently, or something.
We're bad.
And they fired the coach.
We're bad.
And they'll never get a good coach.
Oh, if we can get Jeff Teffer, though.
I don't know anything.
They still don't have a coach?
Nope.
Do they play a game this weekend?
Oh, yeah.
They have an interim
they
coach.
Have, yeah, interim coach. Phil indeed.
What's going to happen? You're the sports guy. So.
Ooh, I hope they get Jeff Tedford or somebody of note.
Can we afford $3.5 million?
Probably not, because we got to pay. What's his face still? His contract, DeRuiter.
That's like $3 million right there.
That seems like a mistake. Then,
well, that's just it's what happens.
That's
I guess
real.
They shouldn't have hired DeRuiter. Josh. Pat Hill's hanging out.
Right, right.
He's doing radio.
Right. Why don't they just get him back?
Bring him back. You got to listen to, I mean, it might, maybe if you don't ever listen to sports, it's not, but Pat Hill's the color commentary on the radio broadcast, and he just steps all over the play by play guy, and it's hilarious because he can do it because he's Pat Hill. He's just like, it's just fun. It's a fun listen.
I'm going to have to try. I probably won't ever listen to that, but
on 9:40 on game days.
So was that a big was that like did people expect that to happen? Because
people
the team
started
is crappy.
People
right?
started going like, "Hey, get rid of the." That's the first thing you do as a fan when your team's like you just crappy for no reason. You go,
but the team,
fire that coach.
But the team was only good because of the Carr brother, right?
Yeah. Well, once Carr left, this See, is when we.
This
went
is my sports crapper.
Yeah. Look at you, dude.
Yeah, I know. I know.
You're
I
hanging out in the sports department.
Sports zone now.
Da-na-na. I really don't.
You're hanging out. You're just. I'm you, like, is hey, your guys, desk? Do you share a desk with the Robert Kubota?
I don't. No.
Kubota.
Yeah, that's all I know.
You're done. That's like my, me in Spanish when I go.
The entirety of my knowledge. So.
Es todo? Right. And then they're like, oh, you speak Spanish. I'm like, hey,
es todo.
It's es todo.
All right. So, but they may not win a game, right? This year?
They might win one.
They haven't won one yet?
They've won against Sacramento State.
Oh.
And Sacramento State's.
Yeah, like, I was going to say, I didn't even know they had a team.
Barely even, you know.
City College?
Yeah.
Sacramento City College.
So, there's your sports.
Whatever
report.
Happened. Because
basketball season starting up.
Oh, okay.
Brian knows all about basketball season.
I do. No, I don't.
Oh.
I used to see. The, I see Brian manning the cameras.
They're at the
Save Mart Center.
Save Mart Center.
How's that team doing? Are they scoring many touchdowns?
Many.
They actually should be pretty good. The basketball team.
So let's pay attention to them.
Yeah, start watching the basketball team.
Okay. Any other sports related news?
I don't think so. Grizzly season. The Fresno Monsters are playing at the ice rink.
So Fresno Grizzlies won an award. So for one of their theme nights, right?
Oh. So not the actual team.
No. The marketing award for one of their theme nights. It was the one where Parker marries a bunch of people.
Oh, really?
Okay. Oh, that old chest.
And I'm thinking, like, of all the things they did this year, and there seemed like there were some pretty cool stuff. That seems that's the one that they.
Yeah. I don't even remember that.
Yeah, right. Neither did I. I was like, oh, that's.
Was it a world record or something, or was it just?
Maybe I don't know. I think it was like one of those. Yeah, he married a bunch of people or something. But,
like he's a polygamist or something.
He personally married a bunch of people. He serves as the officiant to a bunch of people's weddings.
Oh, there is the Fuego season's happening.
Fuego
right
season
now,
is starting. It's they have a game on Saturday.
All right,
should be exciting. That's
exciting
because they have their boosters
the
team.
Yeah,
Fire Squad, Fresno.
Fire Squad,
and they're crazy.
They get crazy.
They beat drums. Do the smoke. Smoke bombs.
Everyone out.
Yeah. It's. I went one time last season, and it was fun.
It's cool.
Yeah, Fuego is it's a good experience.
Yeah,
people should try it out.
They have little cue cards. You sing songs and stuff, and they all meet down there at Tioga Sequoia, and then march across the street, and then
do they have hooligans?
They got smoke bombs and stuff. They set off when
they got drums.
They're like hooligans, but not like
friendly hooligans.
Yeah, they're totally friendly. Yeah, like you know, it's that you don't feel fear for your life if you're like cheering for the other team.
So. There's got to be some life. Yeah. Like, right. My life must be.
I might die.
Okay. Moving on.
Moving on. Other things. What?
I was thinking maybe it was time for band of the
episode. Yeah, I think so. I think all so. Right.
You want?
What
you
time
wanna,
is it?
What's that time?
Our band. Our boys at Werebear.
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 Do you guys know about Werebear?
We do
know about Werebear. It's our friends in Orosi, right?
Yeah. You're on their podcast.
Sounded bitter there.
Yeah, I'm not. You guys have been. Josh has been. Not me. Nobody cares.
Well, maybe they're listening today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Invite Mike on.
Yeah, he really
Yeah, this is one of my favorite local bands since the first time I saw them at the Fuse Fest.
Yep.
2012. Something like that.
Well, sounds
good. And they have new music. Are we playing a new
Werebear
track?
Never heard before.
Yeah, I've heard it before. Yeah. Other people, yeah.
Never heard by my ears.
Double in through the pearly gate. Being called to a place that I know. Left alone to a bloody fate. Got killed by a fucking rhino, and the shadows reach out again, pull me down. With him off to the bitter end. Got killed by a fucking rhino, and the shadows reach out again. Put me down where it all began. And down I go to the earth below. This feels like shit. Rhino.
All right, Werebear.
That blew my mind.
Yeah. No, they're really good. And should be, I have been told that they will be playing live again fairly soon.
Werebear.
They have a band together.
W-E-R-E-B-E-A-R. Right. Werebear.
Right, Werebear.
Like and a werewolf?
Yeah, like a were... Yeah.
But a were...
But a werebear.
Pilgrim reference?
And it's Werebear 559, I think, on all the social medias.
Werebear 559.
So, if you want to check them out. And you should. Because they're really good. And all of
you,
their...
I saw you comparing them to a national act on
Twitter.
Oh,
yeah,
Twitters.
Man. The American Sharks. So there's a band from Texas, from Austin, called American Sharks. They've been through town a couple times. And they have a new song out called White Witch. And it's essentially a werebear. So, like, they sounded so similar. I was
ripping
like,
off Fresno band.
Yeah, yep. That's what I was like, man. No, I just think, you know, great minds think alike or something.
Yeah.
So. All right.
Do you know, I guess apparently people actually use the cooking demonstration area at Whole Foods because I wrote a blog post saying
right
how, now, I don't know if you guys ever seen this in other Whole Foods in other towns.
Oh, yeah.
They actually have a craft beer bar inside the Whole Foods.
Yeah.
And it's just like part of the whole, like the deli dairy in Whole Foods, except for it's a beer
you
bar.
You could just go
and just
buy
hang
beer,
out.
Like drink beer.
Drink really? Beer off, yeah. on tap, everything. Just hang out. And
it's
I'm
pretty
like,
cool.
And Fresno's Whole Foods has this whole kitchen demonstration area that I never see used ever.
Yeah, they do. There's people at my work that I've just learned about this, that they every like Wednesday they have like Wednesday pay $30. You come out. We're going to teach you how to make some Ethiopian food.
See,
and
this is now I'm learning this.
And then you can buy the beer there and you can they have a license to where you can just sit there and learn about making food and let you taste it. But you can also just. Drink beer and wine.
Yeah, and just get messed up.
Yeah, at the Whole Foods.
They but used to have, I think it's the lady from Raw Fresno.
Okay.
Used to teach classes there for a while. Different people had done some other stuff, but I didn't know
see?
That they had done anything.
No, I see none of this. Mm-hmm. And so I wrote a blog post saying, hey, you guys are just using this as a storage area.
Right.
How about opening up a craft beer bar? And then people start getting pissed like, hey, you dickhead. We go there all the time and cooking classes are important and you're a douchebag.
Oh, they're important.
Dang, yeah. The Whole Foods crew came out after you?
Yeah, man. Oh, so there's some fans about this cooking area. So never mind. Leave it as a cooking area.
No, they should have a craft beer bar. I think that's more important. Especially
more useful.
Is Fig Garden really a place where craft beer people go?
I don't know.
But we'll make it.
I mean, yeah.
You want to make it a cool place,
yeah.
though.
Right.
It's close by.
They need
it's close by. I can ride my bike.
Another Whole Foods in Fresno.
Where? I think you should. I think you're right.
Downtown.
But mall?
They would put it in Northeast Fresno. You know they would put it in Northeast Fresno.
No.
Fulton Mall.
Yeah, Fulton Mall, man. Fulton Mall needs something.
Whole
something
Foods.
Cool like that.
Mm-hmm. I saw, like in San Francisco, they'll have like a Whole Foods in like a weird little spot.
That's every place.
Yeah,
you know?
So why not do it in Frisco?
Good question.
Yeah.
Whole Foods or Trader Joe's on Fulton?
Trader Joe's seems more realistic.
If I had to choose Whole Foods, I like Whole Foods better.
Mm-hmm. But Trader Joe's seems like more realistic because it's
I like
small
to spend
anyway.
Good
yeah, say, money
on
bags.
Food.
Yeah, there's
Look,
a lot of money, dude.
This is my thought. Well, so I'm single, and I don't have a lot
you
of
You hear
abilities.
That, ladies?
Yeah. No, my point is just like, I
Old
probably,
people going comment away on this one.
I probably have a lot of disposable income that I can blow on food. But I think that food is a thing that you should be okay paying good money for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good point.
Yeah.
There you go.
But you don't need to spend good money on food.
I guess
you can.
Right. Or you can just have crap.
Yeah. Like comics and figures. And
well, no, yeah. I mean, you should spend money on that too. When I was younger, I would always hang out with people and they would, oh, that's so expensive for food, you know, and it's like, yeah, but then you're going to go to the bar later that night and blow like 60 mm-hmm. bucks drinking.
And then you're going to go to Starbucks and spend right. $6.
So now you just buy really expensive Whole Foods and go home and
sit in front
cry
of
into your risotto. Well, hey, that's the thing, man. That's cool. But it's quality risotto, though.
Totally worth it.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
How did you know that that's what I did last night?
I paid extra, it soaks up my tears.
You follow him on Snapchat. I see this. Josh
this
snaps
sad motherfucker. I'm at the bar looking at you like, oh, poor bastard.
Oh, there's another round, people. Picture of his risotto plate. Disposable. Who wants a drink?
This one's for Josh.
Wow. That is really...
it's a lie. Josh isn't on Snapchat.
It's true. Well, I'm not on Snapchat. That's the only thing that wasn't true about that.
So then you're going to get, if you do get in a relationship, are you going to stop going to Whole Foods? Because now, like, man, I'm fucking buying
No,
for
that's
two
where
now.
I'm hoping to find
she's
someone.
Finding, oh, she's going to he's gonna find a sugar lady.
Sugar lady.
Better sign
sugar
up
mama.
For those cooking classes.
Right? Maybe that's what I need to do.
I know you should be shitting down. No wonder you're defending the cooking classes. They ain't that bad, dude. Calm down.
They're cool, man. I think maybe I'm going to sign up.
There's a lot of girls in that Whole Foods, man. One of them's got to pick up on you at some point.
You would think. If they're
in Whole Foods, they got that money.
Yeah. You got to stop approaching with a plastic bag full of random stuff trying to sell.
Solar light. Check it out. $5. I'll give it to you for
the whole set.
I don't actually ever go in. I just hang out in the parking lot.
Oh, you're that guy.
All right.
I've seen you there.
So...
What else is going on?
I don't know. We could talk about a couple new, some new retail establishments.
What?
Recently opened. So, Root General Store, that was next to Pease, recently, as in mm-hmm. yesterday, moved to a new spot in the Warner's Theater Complex. So they...
This is Fresno, or that old Fresno shop? Is that the same
It's the place that does all the Fresno
all
stuff.
Fresno.
So they're in the space that used to be all things Fresno. It used to be the Fulton Cycle Works,
mm-hmm.
And now it is Root, and it's a really cool.
Yeah, the space looks pretty amazing. Kind
of, it looks really nice.
I'm just worried that people are going to start breaking into that shop now. That's what I would be concerned
about.
Got to get that Fresno merch.
That was a bike shop thing, you know? Yeah. They had bikes in the windows.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and I think it's a much different... Yeah, because I think, you know, bicycles are something, at least from what I heard on the radio as it was happening, that, you know, it was like currency. Like, there were people, you could just steal a bike and go...
And all those break-ins were smash and grabs.
Right,
you know, they didn't go inside the building. Yeah. They just pulled the bike out and went.
Right. And they all happened within a short period. So I think it was probably like maybe one or two people, kind of doing the same thing. So they moved in and it looks really cool. And then another store opened around the corner where Miscellaneous used to be. Do you remember Miscellaneous?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
A place called Scraps. And it is the Tony Stamolis, who is... You remember that he wrote that book,
that name.
Fresno? Fresno
yeah,
with
yeah,
his name.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
then he had the tacos.
TNA.
TNA.
Wait.
A bunch of naked chicks eating tacos.
Yeah, it was pictures. Yeah,
yeah.
He's
a
photographer.
I remember him.
So he is living back in Fresno now.
Oh,
yeah,
and
he did those Fresno unicorn t-shirts that everyone's been wearing.
Oh, like, I've been wanting to get one of those.
They sell them at Root. And that is new.
Yeah, they sell them at Root. Anyway, he has opened a store and is selling a lot of like the old stock from Penny Candy. Because I guess he.
Famous Penny Candy.
He worked at Penny Candy when he was like 15 or something and became
I probably
friends
bought
with
a
the
poster
owner.
From him.
And then when the owner died, he's been helping the family kind of get rid of some of the the old mm-hmm. Stockman store, because she was kind of like a hoarder, I think, and just had a bunch of stuff there.
Yeah.
And so he's selling some of that. And then a bunch of other stuff that he, like his own kind of t-shirts and different things. So, but it's a really cool shop. I think it's going to
check it
hopefully
out.
Hopefully it'll
you see that penny candy stuff.
Yeah. It's really interesting to see some of that stuff in there.
Cool, mm-hmm. like crazy blacklight posters, like just really kind of random
vintage-y
weird stuff.
Yeah. The Farrah Fawcett, that famous posters in there.
I had that
tons
on my
of
wall.
Posters. It's so cool. Yeah. I mean, vintage-y kind of shirts and clothing and stuff like that. They even had like Desert Storm Tops trading cards. Remember those?
Oh yeah.
They had packs of those and Garbage Pail Kids.
When I was there, when I was there, they had the serial killer trading cards out on the day.
Oh,
they were
really?
Showing someone. Yeah,
that's cool.
So, it's that kind of place.
Yeah, it's a cool,
right.
cool spot.
Right, that's cool.
But yeah, and I think they're open. Like he's going to be open from what Thursday, Friday, Saturdays, noon to five or something. So, and then by appointments if people want to come in. So. But that's a really cool place. So I'm, you know, hoping that that'll kind of revitalize the Warner's Theater complex again.
Yeah.
So, but they seem to be doing okay. Like they had their, they sold out the last movie thing that they did.
Hocus Pocus.
Whatever sold out, you know, whatever that means. But
people are going to those things, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I know producer Becky was going to something with her, and I think I want to say Wizard of Oz, but it may have been something else. And the like line was like way down the street, and they didn't go. They're like, "F that!"
Yeah,
and they didn't go because there's just too many people.
Yeah, well, Hocus Pocus sold out. There, E.T. is coming up. I think is the next one they're doing.
I just showed my daughter E.T. a few weeks ago.
And she cried so hard or what?
No, she didn't cry. Oh. But like,
but you
the
did.
the one thing that stands out now is that. The scene where E.T.'s in the creek.
Mm, okay.
No, he's all.
He's all white and stuff. No. And it's like, that's like, look away.
Yeah. Don't look at
don't
that.
Look at E.T. in the creek. Why? He's going to be okay.
Interesting.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
tangent.
I don't even know where.
Totally new retail. Is there more?
I don't
more
know if it's
retail?
New, but like the new, and that's my loyalty to Heroes has been there since a kid. But the new comic book store, the mall. And
Yeah. What's it called?
I forget what it's called. Oh.
Is and they do
Legends?
Other stuff too,
Legends?
Though.
It's mostly, they do a lot of gaming. Like, it's on the back. It's like all this gaming stuff going on there. But they have a bunch of like cool toys and comic stuff there, and I had to go pay a visit, and it was cool. The people were nice. I wanted to hate them because I was like, these fools are treading on Heroes territory, two blocks away, and I was just like, everyone's really nice.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
I won't
really
burn
nice.
You guys
that's,
down.
And that's an independent place, too. Right?
It is, yeah.
It's
yeah.
not a chain.
It's not a chain.
And then
that's
also
pretty cool
the,
for having at the mall. Yeah.
That place on West Shaw moved a little bit down to Shaw & Mark's. That place that was behind the McDonald's on Shaw and Phelan,
DJs, something.
Yeah. Collector? Not Collector's Paradise. Collector's
no,
Paradise
not,
is another
no.
part of town.
I don't even know that one.
It was where that grocery store is.
I know what
back
you're talking
there.
About. Yeah, Winco.
Behind the Starbucks, all that. There was a shop there for a lot of years, and they actually just moved to
Bases Loaded?
Is it Bases Loaded? No. Maybe.
No?
Yeah, okay. Maybe it was basically. It's more of
a
baseball.
It was a food
card.
Max.
We'll say it's basically.
Yeah, yeah.
It's more of a baseball card shop. They moved. So.
Dang, they've been there for years.
Anyway, but at least they didn't close. They just moved.
Yeah. And then I think there's a couple. So the Riley's Pub place, the collab with
that's in Clovis. Nobody talks about.
Oh,
Clovis.
Okay. We're not.
But no, that's supposed to be pretty cool though.
Yeah,
looks good. Looks cool.
I guess Full Circle Brewing Company, since last time we've talked, is
stepping it up.
In sort of full production now and has, I think, 5 beers.
They don't have the. Do you know if they have the Russian Stout?
I don't think they have the Stout yet. I think when I went.
I heard about them having that.
They had. So Cluster Frog for sure. They did a. Northeast or New England style IPA, the kind of
that one's
juicy,
good.
Cloudy thing. And then they had a porter, and I think they had a pub ale, I think is the other one that they're doing. So,
yeah, the Imperial style was amazing.
And I think they'll probably at some point do that because I know that they're like trying to keep some of those old the recipes there, and they're wanting to do like rotating stuff in and out. So, cool. And they're having a bunch of events there, and so that'll be interesting to see. You know,
there's a,
it definitely has changed. You know, since they took over, and that stage part that was in the back has all sort of been taken out, and they've moved all of the entertainment stuff forward. And they redid the bar thing. It looks much different.
Does it?
I mean, it's they took out that whole sort of side section on the other side of the bar.
That
they
building.
Took all that out, and so it's
inside
kind of
been cool. So.
Yeah. So I think that's pretty cool. I've been there a few times, and I think it's going to be nice to have another something down there. But yeah.
There's a couple other brewers we've had on the Perfect Pour that have both got their license and are looking for places to start brewing. Fortiter and Zach's.
Those are two
new brewers that are looking for places to start. So
on
Fresno's beer scenes.
They should look at
Fulton They're Street. Looking industrial spots.
Oh, yeah, everyone, that's the thing.
You got to get an industrial park.
That's where...
I think that whole area that's on the other side of 41, the old industrial... Fresno's first industrial park.
Yeah.
That's the area around where the actual Fresno sign is and all that area. That's really...
Germantown?
That's a really interesting
Armenian
area.
Town?
No, Armenian Town's in the other side of 41.
Germantown?
Is it called Germantown?
I think there's a Germantown down
where
there.
Where it's the old...
That's where the church is.
The old Fresno Brewery. The
Where Swanson's is down there.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
You're like, I don't
He's
know,
thinking whatever. Even south of that.
Yeah, east of... Okay. Yeah, like...
Yeah, yeah.
Like Calwa?
Sorta-ish.
Malaga? Okay.
But it's like where the... it's where the tracks are.
Yeah, yeah,
it's just the other side of 41.
Yeah. California, down there, yeah.
Yeah, California, Los Angeles.
If you're coming from the fairground,
it's an interesting area. If you drive around that area, knowing how like that's the epicenter of Fresno, pretty much. I know it's not the technical
like it's
spot,
like the geographically.
Yeah, no. That spot is actually where that basically the Greyhound station is. That's like the epicenter of Fresno.
Interesting. Everyone knows this River Park.
Yeah, bro. Oh, you been to River Park lately? River Park?
I have not been to River Park lately. River Park, I can't remember the last time.
It's not like because there's no Whole Foods there.
If there was Whole Foods there, I'd be there. What else? Anything else?
What else?
What do you guys? Did you guys bring any topics to talk about other than Sweet Fest? We could talk about Sweet Fest, but.
Well, let's
talk about Sweet Fest for a minute. Then we can move on.
Let's get some Sweet Fest.
Let's get
in
it
there.
Out of the way.
A little Sweet Fest action.
Might as well.
So Sweet Fest is happening. What are the? Give us the details.
What number of Sweet Fest is this?
Sweet Fest 16. It's going down December 10th, Saturday, December 10th. Entries are due the Monday before, which is
the fifth.
So you have until that Monday to submit your entry, and
plenty of time.
Yeah, how many entries are you hoping to get?
Hoping to get, we normally show like around 20 to 25.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
We're targeting that. We'll see how this change into the December month will affect it, but we'll see.
And what are you guys doing? Are you guys got something good planned?
We don't know. We're figuring that
out. Oh, okay.
It's going to be a Tower Theater, though.
Yeah, it's going to be the Tower Theater. So you have about a month or so to get something. So it's are you guys going to do one this time?
I would like to say yes.
Last,
please say yes then. Just say
last show you were talking about how you and Bentley were
Rick Bentley definitely like he wants to do something. So.
Yeah, he's super excited. It's all that C-Mac stuff, right?
Yeah. He's definitely he sees the possibility, I think, now. So
cool. You guys should do Spotlight.
We should do Spotlight. Mm-hmm. That would be really
good. That would
be good. Yes.
We had talked about that actually. Yes.
The key for Sweet Fest is doing something everybody knows. That's what, as an audience member,
uh-huh.
The stuff that hits is the stuff that people know.
Right.
When the they when somebody right. does something obscure.
Like Spotlight.
Yeah. People
are talking about the new Spotlight.
I've seen Spotlight.
The whole theater. I have
seen one best picture.
Yeah.
I only see kid movies now. And it's Star Wars or kid movies.
E.T. then. Well, you guys need to do the creep scene.
Spotlight's kind of a kid movie.
Bentley with no shirt on in the middle of the
Which one's Spotlight about?
Because it's about priests raping kids.
Mikey can be the Catholic priest.
Yeah. It's a kid movie.
Yeah,
it's a kid movie. Technically, it is. That's not. I mean, that is what it's about. But if you paint it, that would be like the really bad Netflix.
Sure, yeah. Right. Yeah. Got filed under Somebody the wrong category. The worst,
like a really bad copywriter that got fired the next day. Yeah, it was like
it's about priests raping kids.
It's a warning to your children.
Yeah.
It's a family.
Don't go to church.
I am staying away from this conversation, and leaving it quickly.
But picture that. Sweden.
Right, Sweden. Yeah,
that'd be hilarious.
Oh, my God.
It's up to you to inject that humor in there.
As long as I can be Mark Ruffalo, everything's fine.
Yeah. December 10th.
Okay.
Tower Theater, it's free. It's all ages. And then you have these until December 5th to get this, your entry. Just go to sweetfest.com, info@sweetfest.com.
Are you continuing to see new people... I mean, is the fire still there from people wanting to make these things and see them?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we have ends up being half and half. Half people have done it before and half new people.
Yeah.
I feel like the crowd's the same way. The people who come out, it's always like,
it's
people
rotates.
Saying, oh, it's our first time. Right. Wow.
Yeah,
okay, cool.
It's kind of interesting because you just never know who's going to show up there. And yeah, like Brian said, like it's always new people there, and there's always some of the old people too. Right. So yeah, it's
right. Like I've probably seen 8 of the 16, you know, or something like that. So, and I'm sure there's lots of other people who, you know, they come one year, they may not come the next year, or maybe they come to one, but not both of them through the year or whatever. So.
Yeah. Well, it's free, so it's kind of hard to beat a free show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's a good time.
It's a good time for everyone, all ages. So yeah.
Okay.
Can get to make your own film, see your own film up on the big screen.
Right.
And
it doesn't have to be
full audience reaction.
No, it doesn't have to be good.
It doesn't have to be good. Whatever good means. But
yeah, it's relative.
We don't have to go into the whole explanation, but I guess we should explain what the heck we are talking about.
Yeah.
But you basically pick your favorite movie and then you remake it. Very homemade, you know, with whatever you have lying around the house. With your friends and family, remake it, send it to us, and we show it at the Tower Theater.
Yeah, 4 minutes or less, and
it's homemade remakes of popular movies
and
or TV shows.
There's no excuse now
with the iPhones,
and part of the
back
joke
when
is
we first started this, we were there were no cell phones. No way knew what a cell phone was.
Right. They didn't exist.
Yeah, they had rotary phones.
Rotary phones and VHS.
Yes.
This was a daunting task back in 2008.
Yeah. Now in 2016, though, you have no excuse. You can shoot it, edit it, and do everything right on your phone. Yeah, when you should be doing your homework in class.
Right.
You'd be editing your movie.
Or your job.
Or your job, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Watch Be Kind Rewind if you want to know what the hell Sweeted film looks like.
Or just go to the sweetfest.com and watch all the other.
Yeah.
But I like the thing I love.
You can see Josh Teehee in several
early sweets.
Yeah.
My acting debut.
My favorite debut. One of my favorite things about Sweetfest is that it's Fresno is like the leader in Sweeted films.
Yeah, it all started here, yeah. And there's a few satellite films and festivals in Florida and other places around the world, but it all started here and it's still going. So, 8 years later, something original.
Hey, 8 years. Original. All right. So here's the real question. After 8 years, how do you, continue? Like, how do you continue on? Like, is there ever a point where you're just like, I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling it this year. You just sort of drive through that because we really need to make sure that it continues?
Yeah, I think once we get to the point where people stop supporting it, I think that would have probably been a big indication of you know, yeah, maybe it's time to put it aside.
Right. But 60 people
keep supporting
yeah.
it.
People, people keep coming out.
I think that's what motivates us is, you know, people come out and they have a good time and we're right. like, oh, yeah, why would we ever think about stopping this?
Right,
yeah. it's fun.
Yeah.
But we did cut back. We used to do it twice a year and now we've cut back to just once a year.
Okay,
but,
yeah.
You know, I don't see any reason to stop what we're doing.
Yeah,
we're going to keep going.
See, we're going to drive it into the
ground. Sweet Fest 2020.
Right. Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah, that sounds great. Sweet Fest 2020. Mm-hmm. I'll buy that t-shirt.
But we need people like you guys.
I know.
Sweet, so we can keep it going. So you guys can talk about friends.
My issue has been, I mean, time is an issue, but really it's been, I overthink it and I just overthink it. I'm like, God,
I can't do it.
I just don't want to be embarrassed by watching it up there and being that one that everyone, it's just silence after it.
Oh, no.
Everyone's
no.
just kind of like, and one person's just kind of.
Being embarrassed is the best
that
part.
I was going to say, that's like,
That's what you live for.
Yeah, no, I'm an audio guy. I don't like to see my face.
There's never been a Swede, even the ones you would think would be really terrible.
Yeah.
there's never one that is just total silence.
Yeah, right. No. There's at least
like three or four people who get what you're doing and are,
somebody's
are enjoying
get it.
No one's ever gotten beaten up in the parking lot for submitting a crappy pizza.
I know. It's terrible.
Right after, Mikey, this is the first time for everything.
We're beating that guy up, right?
Who did that? Stop the reels.
Stand up, director.
Who did that? Stand up.
I see you.
I see you right there. You have to wear a mask.
I'll be up in that upstairs bar in the Tower Theater, just hiding.
There's an upstairs bar.
Well, there's like an upstairs where they serve alcohol up there sometimes.
They have the lounge.
There's like a bathroom in the upstairs.
There's a bathroom up there, but I don't think they serve.
I've been up there when they've served.
Maybe
it wasn't.
Were you already
drunk
when you got up there? Maybe.
Yeah.
That would make sense. Though.
That was a urinal.
It was like The Shining. He was just seeing a bartender.
They're like, here's your cup of vodka, sir. Thank you, man.
It's so good.
Here's $10, lovely lady.
Then you curled up on the little couch there and went to bed. All right. So people should go out and see that. Don't support so they can be done with it.
Either way.
You're like, I'm done with
it. Either way.
There's just a whole Facebook group of like, don't go to Sweet Fest.
I think it's really cool. I mean, I think anything that gets people to be creative and, you know, is worth supporting. So,
heck yeah. And it's easy. You guys making it easy as possible.
Right.
Yeah. For people to do it.
Easy. And yet we still can't get it done.
Yet I don't have one.
It's easy for other people.
I cannot get off. There's several scenes from Point Break I want to do. I cannot get off of those. So apparently I must do a Point Break.
Just pick your three favorite scenes and just do them.
Do it.
Is it one of them just shooting in the air?
That's
super simple.
Yeah, you can do it. I
should just be
no,
that.
I'm gonna,
yeah,
no, I'll get it.
I'll come over with my gun
when
tomorrow.
He jacks up his knee. Right?
He jacks up his knee and he's getting away and he shoots in the air and he's like on a canal. It'd be perfect. Like,
let's do it.
People would totally get it.
Yeah, 20-second scene, right?
Like, oh, that's Point Break when Keanu messes up his knee.
Point Break.
Johnny Utah messes up his knee.
Yeah.
I was always wanting to do the scene where they're staking out the bank and it's like early in the morning and Busey's like, hey, I'm hungry. Go get me. Hey, Utah, there's a Subway shop right around the corner. Best meatball subs in town. I need two. Utah, give me two. And he's like, what? Like, what? You want to get subs right now? He's like, Utah, two.
There you go.
I just want to do that.
You could have just shot that right
there
now.
There it is.
Yeah. We could have just done. Sweet done.
Take my cell phone out. Be done.
It's over.
All right. Maybe instead of doing this podcast next month, we'll do a Swede.
There you go.
We have before.
You got to skip the pocket? It's one or the other?
One or the other.
So look, the deadline.
Why don't Rocky and I come on and do the podcast next month for you guys?
Oh, I'm down with that.
The deadline for the Swede is the 5th, and our show should be up by the 5th. So
that's true.
There are things happening. Yeah.
Perfect.
You guys can do a radio kind of themed suite.
Airheads?
That is true.
Airheads, perfect. Airheads.
Pirate radio?
Yeah. Airheads would be a good one. Pump up the volume. We could do pump up the volume also. That'd be a great one. Mm-hmm. That'd be a real easy one.
Who gets to be Christian Slater, though?
You.
No way, bro. I'm not cool enough.
You can do American Graffiti where he comes and meets Wolfman.
Yeah. Oh, see? Oh, baby.
Oh, man. Wolfman Jack.
Yeah,
Wolfman.
See? Yeah. There you go, dude.
It's perfect. We'll think of something.
Yeah, you. I mean, we think we've Richard, thought of, you get to be Richard Dreyfuss. You can do Richard Dreyfuss.
Of course. Yeah. Look at me.
Yeah, I have to have pop. I have popsicles. I can do that.
There you go. All right, we have it. We have it now. Okay.
Too many ideas. All this creative flow going on right now.
What,
speaking of movie,
yes.
And I know Rocky has done Raiders of the Lost Ark. Swede.
Yeah.
There. Did you guys know? I don't know if you read The Fresno this week or not. There is a secret place in Fresno where a guy has a bar that is Indiana Jones themed bar in his house. In his, I don't know that it's in
his
house.
That's what I was trying. I read the blog, but I couldn't tell where it was at. Like, yeah, it was his house or his office.
You saw what, because the construction company that built it did a video. He's like, the guy's outside, and it looks like it's an industrial park.
Okay.
But I'm not for certain. So there is a guy that a private person that has his own Indiana Jones themed space that's a bar. Mm-hmm. It looks kind of like a
I saw the picture.
It looks like the line of the Indiana Jones ride, right?
It's kind of themed like a little bit after the Disneyland Indiana Jones ride.
And it was designed by the Monster City people that here in town. Yeah,
they built it. A local company built it. And He just uses it for family events, family and friend events, and he doesn't want people to know who he is. He doesn't want people to know where it's at. And I put it out on Twitter like, hey, could somebody help me out? Right, I have a Harrison Ford podcast. I should be allowed in this space.
Yeah.
Somebody let me in. Like an hour later that evening, the mayor tweets back, says, I'm going to get this done for you.
Oh, really?
I'm going to figure this out. I'm like, whoa, this is the first time Ashley, I've never gotten, one of my disappointments in life is I've never gotten to meet Ashley Sorgen. And she tweets this. I'm like, whoa, okay, this is pretty awesome. Then and the next morning, the next morning, somebody from the mayor's office calls me and says, all right, we're setting it up. What's going to happen? Seriously? Here's what you got to do.
That's awesome.
You can't talk, you can't say who it is. You can't say where it's at. You can't, but you can talk about it, what you experience inside, but you can't say anything else about it. I'm like, okay, whatever. And we're still working out the details of when.
Wow. That's very exciting.
It still hasn't happened yet, so we'll see.
The mayor hooked you up.
That's very exciting.
Maybe next month we'll.
This is what you have to love. And actually, because the election is coming up, we should talk about the next Fresno mayor. But this is what you have to love about Ashley Swearingen. She's just like the coolest. I think the coolest mayor in the United States.
I don't know too many other United States mayors, but she is pretty cool.
I agree. The Portland mayor's on Portlandia, though. That's pretty cool.
Our Fresno mayor was on Cross Street, so that'd be top of that.
See,
so.
Way cooler.
Yeah, way cooler.
She did the Fresno t-shirt thing. And,
oh, she does it. Yeah, she did the one.
She's still doing it,
today,
right?
Yeah, today.
I mean, it's just, I think, she's definitely the coolest mayor.
She's only we only
to
got
be replaced
we've only got
by.
Another month by.
Big shoes to fill.
To be replaced by either Lee Brand or Henry Parham.
That's pretty good voice. Trailer voice.
Yeah.
Lee Brand or Henry Parham.
So do we have any so the election is on Tuesday, and so some
if
people
get
who
this,
are listening
if you
to this,
listen to this immediately. We by the way, if you haven't caught on, the first Monday
first
of every
Monday
month.
Of every month. We post a new episode. So some people may hear this after the election has already been decided. But for those people who are hearing this early, do we have any predictions
let's contextualize it like this. Think about what you just said about the mayor hooking you up with this secret Indiana Jones lair.
Mm-hmm.
Which of these guys do you picture
he's
doing that?
Hook you up.
Would do that for you? Would Perea or Brand be more likely to reach out?
Perea would be more likely.
Lee Brand seems
very no nonsense. Like,
yeah.
Like, do we have the money for it? No, we're not doing it.
Well, don't talk to this guy.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know anything about them.
Yeah. I mean, I sort of feel like either one would be good. I mean, I Ashley endorses Lee Brand, which is means says a lot to me.
Yeah.
But you know, Henry Perea has been around a long time and seems like he's understands things that I like and like, you know, that that we're on the same page in a lot of ways. But I can't really point to anything that Lee Brand has done as a council member that has made me go, ooh, you know? And there's
you,
a lot.
You
like,
can?
I cannot. You cannot. I don't think I can.
The BRT thing, right? With the original, yeah, he, the grant he, that we're supposed to get.
He knocked that down pretty hard.
He knocked that down pretty hard because it wasn't going to his side of town.
Right. He's just, I mean, it depends on who you are as a person. But
he's not
he's
crazy.
He's super
like,
conservative.
You know, Brandow or something.
This is true. This is true. I don't get the same feeling from him that I get from like Olivier or Brandon.
Right, right. Yeah, it's definitely like he seems like if you can make it work, whatever it is, if you can make it work out, you know.
Yeah, I think if you can, if you show him the math and the math plays out, then maybe he'll do it. But
and also, I think he does understand like there are some things that like we can do and pay for because they will be good for the city, you know.
Sure.
I don't think he's completely like ironclad, you know, in the way that some other people are. Like, I think you can change his mind about things.
Sure.
But I think what you're saying to me is like, he's not going to come up with anything progressive about the city. He's just going to keep the lights turned on and somebody else has got to come to him and make a hard sell on something for him to go with it. Whereas somebody like Ashley, I feel like she's progressively like, let's figure out something cool to do. He's going to be like, are the firemen getting paid? Right. Are the policemen getting paid?
Yeah,
that's
the pragmatist.
Then, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I mean, he has done things looking for this. I mean, he was one of the people who sort of helped the Fresno Convention Center sort of redo their like business plan or whatever, and has worked with the city to sort of, co-promote events at the Fresno Convention Center, and that led to a bunch of shows coming there that wouldn't have gotten done.
He also led renegotiation of the baseball stadium lease with the Grizzlies.
Right, yeah.
You know, cut the rent in half so that they would survive. And Perea has come out and said that he would try to go back to the original deal of the $1.5 million a year rent. I don't know how the heck he would make that happen.
Right.
But, you know, so Perea has said things like that that make me kind of stop and think, well, that's kind of odd. That doesn't seem like that friendly downtown.
Right.
Because I would think a stadium with a team is better than a stadium with no team.
Right. Right. Yeah. Right. An empty stadium isn't going to do anyone any good. And, you know, we can build on having someone in there.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I personally, I do think that either one of the candidates is capable.
That's what is refreshing about at least this mayoral race. And I guess to some extent it was the same way when Perea Jr. ran against Swearingen years ago.
Uh-huh.
We both felt like these are pretty good candidates. Right. Each one of them are going to
would make a
great mayor.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think
we're going to be okay either way.
Yeah. Do we know enough about any of the
races?
The only one I know about is Jeremy Pierce.
Yeah, so there's Lee Brand.
Yeah, the Elvis impersonators.
Lee Brand seat. What? Yeah, District 6, North East Fresno. Gary Bredefield versus Jeremy Pierce. Gary Bredefield was former council member in this district. And wants to come back, do it again. Jeremy Pierce is a Elvis impersonator who is running.
He's good. So I heard.
Oh, so you've seen him?
Yeah. Oh, okay. So I heard a TV spot or a radio spot and just tearing apart Gary Bredefield for being a you know, liberal crazy person, whatever. I didn't realize that it was Jeremy Pearce. And at the end, he says Jeremy Pearce, right. And I'm like, Jeremy Elvis Pearce? Oh my! Like, so yeah, he's actual.
When did you see him as Elvis?
Several years ago now. I mean, it's been a long time, but he still performs. I mean,
he's a preeminent Elvis impersonator.
I think he has said that he wouldn't quit either if he like, he would still do it on the side. Yeah. Which is even weirder.
Well, and he apparently has like a...
That'll make the meetings really...
Oh, yeah.
I'd go.
He comes to his council seat. It's got to play that music.
He has a crazy collection of Elvis memorabilia and stuff, too. Yeah. So he has done several shows that have been like... kind of Elvis showcases where, you know, I think he has one of Elvis's Cadillacs and like, you know, some other stuff. So what's that?
Like, how was he pulling?
I think it's Bredefield.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Bredefield almost won it outright in the primary. He was like 1 percentage point off.
Yeah.
Because you have to win over 50% and then you could have just take it from there.
That's interesting. Keep an eye on that one.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. But what's kind of scary to me, talking about Lee Brand, he's endorsing Elvis.
Okay.
For that seat, which, you know, and along with Brandow and Olivier.
Well, he also endorsed Trump,
the Republican coalition.
Right?
Well, I think that Bredefield made some enemies, but, you know, he was part of the council when the original stadium deal went through, and that was one of the big things on the.
And Pierce keeps criticizing him about it.
You know, oh, it's such a terrible thing.
Right.
And, you know, and I mean, I would argue that like downtown would not be where it is now without the stadium. So like, regardless if it was a good deal or not, like downtown is what it is now.
Yeah. Why are we still arguing about that?
It would be
much
worse, I think.
Sure.
Without it. So, and I mean, for the simple fact, we wouldn't have the Grizzlies there, which means we wouldn't have Sam Hansen down there doing all the stuff that he's doing, that we wouldn't have all that national exposure that they're getting for us.
Sure.
I think that's a big, that's something I never thought about about the stadium argument is that, well, the positive aspect is different than what was touted when it was
getting built. Right. It's definitely
it's become something positive in a way that you didn't think of when we were trying to get it made, when trying to get it approved. When we were trying to get it approved, like, this is the silver bullet for downtown Fresno. And it turns out it wasn't necessarily a silver bullet, but it was like the engine to help downtown. And without it, like you said, without it, I don't.
And there's a lot of things. There's a
question. Like, imagine what the stadium never happened.
Right.
Would the Fulton Mall be getting opened up? Would there be a bunch of lofts downtown without that stadium being there?
Yeah, well, definitely was a catalyst, I think.
Interesting.
Even if they didn't have giant concert there like they had planned.
I saw Huey Lewis there, bro.
They never got
Tell me,
Farm Aid.
Was it a giant concert there?
What is the biggest concerts happen at
the stadium?
I mean,
I think they had Dylan there.
Yeah, Dylan played there.
Really?
When they had that big mobile stage that they'd roll out
onto
the field.
It broke and they didn't know how to fix it and they sold it.
Yeah.
I think probably that was I haven't looked at the numbers, like, I don't know, but I would think that probably that was the big show.
When
it
was that?
Dylan and
it was early on
else. Yeah,
you know, yeah, they'd never really pushed the stadium as a concert
so they
venue.
There wasn't all that many. I mean, there were several shows, like Def Leppard played there, but it was there it wasn't more than a dozen or so shows I think that came there. So
yeah, I don't remember any.
Speaking of Kanye. Kanye's coming.
Those are concerts.
Kanye's coming.
Did he come
to
before?
No.
He came to
FTK.
Yeah.
What?
So Sam Hansen, who works for the Grizzlies,
what?
Did design work for Kanye back in the day. Okay, he designed his first album, the College Dropout album.
I didn't know that.
He did all the merch for it. And he actually went on tour, like did merch for Kanye on tour back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So when he opened FTK in Fresno, he brought Kanye out, and I think there were like 1,000 kids or something like show up, and then there ended up being some sort of like fight or altercation.
I want to see Kanye. No, I want to.
I don't think the police came, but I think like security came, and so they like shut it down early. And,
That's even before Kanye was Kanye.
But he wasn't really. I mean, he had won a Grammy at that point. I think so for College Dropout. Like, I think he had won a Grammy, but he definitely wasn't like anywhere near.
That's crazy.
So, and then this one was crazy because. I think that like he was gonna announce the show, and then at the last minute, like something happened, and they pulled that back. But some of the radio stations had already announced it, and so like on social media, and so they pulled all that stuff down. But then it was already out there, so there was this whole like rumor going around for like I don't know a week of like, is Kanye coming? No, Kanye, he'd never come to Fresno. It was like this whole back and forth, and then he finally announced a set of news. So.
He saw Garth Brooks came and he was like,
I can at least do one show. So
Fresno's a place, man.
Right now, Save Mart Center, I mean, they're killing it. If you look at the top like 20 touring shows or whatever, we've probably had, I mean, I think Beyonce's top, and so, you know. But other than that, we've had a majority of those shows have stopped through Fresno this year.
Look at us.
And then if you look like into the top 50 or top 100, we've had even more. And a bunch, and several of those have come to the Salad Arena Soroyan, so Fresno Convention Center.
Yeah.
Boom. So we're doing good. Wow. We're doing good this year.
More shows at Salad. That's why I want them.
So who haven't we gotten that we need to get?
Maybe
never that's had, the question. We've never had Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters is the big one.
Yeah.
U2. U2 would be the other big one.
Yeah. Those are the two I've been like, well, I don't really care about U2 so much.
Bono. Rihanna. What's going on, Bono?
I want Rihanna to come. I think that would be a good one. She's on, I think, the top 20, one of the ones we haven't gotten. So, but it'll be interesting to see who comes through next year, you know, because I think Green Day will probably be touring again.
Yeah.
And that might be.
I've seen them at Save Mart.
They'd probably come back. If Metallica has their new album, there's a chance they could be. So there could be some pretty
big shows,
pretty cool shows next year too. I was wondering, like, after the shows they've had this year, like, what the heck are they going to do next year?
Yeah, you know?
Because. They had a really good run this year.
I have yet to still go to a show there. We went to that Star Wars.
Oh, okay.
Star Wars in concert.
I went to that.
That counts.
That counts.
That's a show.
Yeah, other than that, I haven't been to like a major concert.
So it depends. I've been to many now this year. And some of them, I have come to enjoy it as a venue, but I also get like decent seats most of the time. So I think that really changes things,
Those seats are tiny,
they
man.
Yeah, they are
super tiny.
That was probably the worst part of it was the seats.
Yeah,
it felt like I was just gonna like fall over. Right. Like, I don't even have fear of heights, but like sitting there, I was like,
it's steep and the seats are really. It was funny. So for the Pitbull show, all the women there had heels, you know, and so watching them try to traverse up and down the stairs was hilarious. It was like,
This is not going to make it.
5 minutes. It was really like 5 minutes to get, you know, up, you know, one flight of stairs.
That's why shows at Celland are nice. To pick a Celland show.
I'd like to see another show at Celland Arena. I saw the last one I saw there was that, Vanilla Ice and all those things.
Yeah, that's the one I would have wanted to go see.
And it was like, there wasn't a huge crowd.
What?
It wasn't
there wasn't a huge crowd.
Actually, that day of there is a big show coming to sell them. It's
Steve Aoki.
Steve Aoki.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that should be pretty big.
That's December, right?
Yeah. I mean, they have had several shows. They had Santana there that sold out.
Mm-hmm.
They had G-Eazy there that sold out. But I would like to see it with a like a capacity crowd or a little bigger crowd, you know. Then I'd be able to judge like how the sound is and different things. So,
what do you know about that Coachella, the Latino Coachella?
I'm looking into it.
Speaking of Pitbull,
I can't. I'm not sure if they've actually confirmed Pitbull.
That's weird that they would announce it and be like, not really confirmed, but maybe Pitbull's going to be there.
Yeah, I think they were like waiting.
I was like, why would you put that out there?
Yeah,
they meant a Pitbull.
You're probably going to see a Pitbull there.
So I think. I think it's the perfect spot for it. So it'll be at the International Agri Center. And it's just mostly like regional Mexican, bands.
And I was impressed by a lineup.
Huge, like, but you know, the big names and then Pitbull. I think they're trying to get Pitbull. If they can get Pitbull, they're going to be able to draw people that aren't just into the
hardcore, you know, Mexican
the banda stuff, right, or the norteño stuff or whatever. So it's a good lineup, and I think that this is definitely the spot for it, you know. It's a good
centralized
and we already have like a good audience for it. So, and the things that they were talking about, like I think because it's at the Agri Center there, that they're gonna hopefully be able to fly. So, you know, if you get VIP tickets or whatever, or for certain VIPs, they can fly them right into the airport there and then like take them in a limo from the airport out to the Agri Center, you know.
It's right there. The Tulare Airport's right there by the Agri Center.
So there's a lot of cool things that can happen. So I haven't talked to them quite yet, but I'm definitely interested to see. So
yeah, it's going to be interesting. Yeah. Is that next year they're planning it?
I think it's in March.
Oh, cool.
So, and some of those bands
just
will be.
Tweet Lee Brand and he'll get you tickets.
right?
He's in with
somebody help me, Lee Brand.
That should be really cool. And that'll be, you know, that's a. I think in general across like all venues and things, we've been doing really well this year. You know?
Like Fab has been bringing in like all these crazy DJs.
All the, you know, Starline has been doing really well. Fulton 55 has been doing really well and bringing people in. There's been several shows at Rainbow. They've had a lot of shows out at the amphitheater this year, more than I remember ever having. So it's been cool.
Yeah, it was a big show, hip hop show on next Thursday, right?
ASAP Ferg.
ASAP Ferg.
Supposed to be
at Rainbow Ballroom.
At Rainbow Ballroom.
Oh, Rainbow.
And Rainbow Ballroom, so I've seen a couple shows there, rock shows, and it's a cool venue, you know. Aside from not having it's a cash only bar, which is like, it's 2016.
Yeah, you can't do that. You ever heard of a thing called the square?
So,
the square.
I did not get anything to drink because I was like, cash only bar, get out.
Because you're like, I went to Whole Foods today. I can't afford it.
Did you see my ramen noodle picture though? That was pretty good.
So, all right. Anything else? You got anything?
I think it's time.
We've killed it. Plug it up.
Joshua Teehee, what are you plugging?
So I will plug.
It'll go back playing in November. Is there any November
shows? No, we are not playing in November or December.
There isn't like a famous Thanksgiving. Because Thanksgiving weekend, that is the weekend where you see all the old Fresnans that left town and thought they were too cool for Fresno.
Come back to
Livingston's and go hang out at Livingston's, and then there's a show. Is it Christmas weekend? Is that famous usually? Where a band will reunite.
Yeah, and always playing at Audie's. But
we don't have that.
I think Christmas weekend there's a good show that is possibly in the works with the Light Thieves people.
Ooh.
No
major Thanksgiving weekend show that
not
you know
that,
about this
not
time.
That I know of yet.
Watch out for Joshua Teehee's.
It'll go back if you want to follow my band. It'll grow back. We have nothing big for a while, but we'll probably have some shows in the new year. And then my day job at the Fresno Bee, FresnoBeeHive.com, if you want to go there and see all the stuff. It's this only in writing. I read about it.
That Friday, Fresno Bee.
Friday, that's right. The 7th.
Put that dollar down. It's just a dollar.
Yeah, buy it.
Yeah. Or those machines still take, you know, the dimes and nickels.
I'm sure they do.
It doesn't have to be quarters.
They probably don't take dollars, though.
Sad. No, they don't.
Yeah, they
don't
take square.
Yeah, there's a guy standing there.
Newspaper machines don't have the square.
Oh, jeez. If they could figure that out,
actually.
Newspaper sales are going to the roof.
I'm going to propose that. We need to figure out a credit card reader on our...
If the Redbox can do it.
Yeah.
Newspaper machines. Come on, man. Update it.
All right. What about anything that you want to promote and or recommend? You can recommend.
No.
Nothing.
I don't think I've gotten anything new this... I'm trying to think of like a new place I went to in Fresno this month. I don't think I did that.
Okay.
But, you know, there's other podcasts like Dorktown. That's Dorktown. A comedy podcast. And
you'll laugh. And, maybe. Yeah, you'll probably laugh.
Get off my podcast. That's the Harrison Ford podcast that was referenced earlier. Right. And the Perfect Four.
Perfect Four.
Craft Beer podcast. There's like a lot of locals and stuff that wedges into there. And it pisses off the regular Perfect Four listeners. They're like,
they get
stop talking about Fresno stuff.
No one cares about your Fresno.
Fresno beer stuff. Yeah, and the Fresnan at the Fresnan, thefresnan.com.
The website.
Every Tuesday,
the blog.
There's a new blog post about something related.
Yeah,
to Fresno.
Pretty good stuff.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought the blogging back, man. I'm glad you brought the blogging back.
No, it's good. Everyone loves a good blog.
Yeah, everyone's all about blogs, man. I wish there were more blogs. That's what.
Blogs are like vinyl records now. You're coming back in fashion.
Yeah,
though.
We're cool.
In vogue.
We're cool again. Yeah. Cool again. Yeah. Rocky.
Yeah.
What's going on with you, man?
Anything you plug and or recommend?
Well, Sweet Fest, obviously. December 10th at the Tower Theater. Free for everyone. You have until December 5th to submit. So go to sweetfest.com for more details. You can see entries. Or you can go to dumbdrum.com and check out some of the stuff that we've done.
And you should.
On our YouTube, yeah. And
get inspired.
I don't know. I guess that the film festival's coming up.
Oh, yeah.
You so guys Brian, are also talk on, about that. On the board of the Fresno...
Fresno Filmworks. And
both of you?
Yes.
Both awesome. Of us. Okay. Yeah.
And the Fresno Film Festival is coming up November 11th through 13th.
And there's supposed to be, there's at least one great film, is what I hear from
there's
Rick Bentley.
Eight great films.
I'm sure.
Come on,
so
Josh.
So Rick Bentley picked one because he was like, I'm not going to be able to watch them all. He's like, I'm going to pick one that I think is going to be great. And he said he chose correctly. It was, I don't remember what film it was, but he was like, it's great. It was like the best.
Just, you're going to have to watch all eight films to
yeah,
see.
Yeah, to figure out which one it is that he thought was great.
Perfect, yeah. So go to FresnoFilmworks.org and buy your festival pass and see all eight films.
Yeah.
Find out which
can
one.
Can I plug
Rick
a specific
Bentley
movie? There's this movie called Speed Sisters that's in their show. Okay. It's a documentary on these Palestinian girls who build their own drift cars. In Palestine and drift their car. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. These girls are just doing these drift events, and it's pretty cool that we're even showing it. So, yeah, highly recommended.
All right. Tell us the specific about that.
That one is on Sunday, I think. It's playing on Sunday. So, but yeah, that one's a cool little documentary.
Awesome.
But, yeah. Also on Sunday is Neruda, which is a film about the Chilean poet, Pablo Neruda. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have the U.S.
Poet Laureate
right
there.
Awesome. Juan Felipe Herrera.
Gael Garcia Bernal is in it, if you like
there
him.
You go.
And that's a film it's on the festival circuit right now, and there's very few places where you could actually see this movie. Yeah. So it's a movie you're going to be hearing a lot more about
come Oscar season.
For so sure. it's definitely a good get for the festival.
Awesome. So there you go.
All at the Tower Theater too.
Yeah.
And since he plugged Sweet Fest already, I'll plug CMAC. That's where I work. Right, uh-huh. You know, go to CMAC.tv and
there's lots of cool stuff on there.
You can watch. It's all local content, Fresno stuff, wacky shows, public access shows.
And there's some good stuff on there.
There's some good stuff. Yeah. Check it out.
Whenever there's an important council vote,
I tune in to CMAC.
Yeah, we have public education and government programming, so we cover all the government meetings. And if you're listening to this on the Monday that this podcast comes out and you still don't know who you're going to vote for mayor. You can watch all the mayoral forums that took place around town.
That's right. That's right.
On CMAX. So, yeah.
You guys should consider doing a live show.
Ooh.
On election night.
Election night show.
That sounds horrible. all the reporters at the B are like getting ready.
We will
ready
be doing
for it,
a live show on election night on CMAC if you want to watch that.
Oh, okay. Who's going to be hosting it?
The host is Sevok Tetsios.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's got his own regular show. It used to be called San Joaquin Spotlight.
Right. Uh-huh.
Now it's called the Central Valley Ledger on KFSR and CMAC.
Oh, okay.
But he'll be hosting our election coverage. And nice. We'll be on from like 8:30 to 10. So the kind of that gap where there's no other local news talking about local races and stuff.
That's a good I'm going to watch that.
Yeah. Check it out.
All right.
See all my Lee Brand and Perea numbers coming in.
Yeah. Doing this thing with my hands. I'm rubbing my hands together in anticipation of. I really, you posed the question about which of those two candidates would help you get into your.
Yeah, Indiana Jones.
And so that's really what I'm thinking
that's
about.
That's like, which guy?
As I cast my vote, I'm really going to be like, who is
that's a new platform.
Yeah, tweet at them.
Really? Yeah. No, I mean, it would be, who would be the
which
one?
Which one of you would do this?
All right. So the one of the highlights of, not my life, but it was, it made me like blush a little. We had a meeting, for Friends of the Library, like an annual meeting and the mayor was the speaker. And it was like hometown buffet or something. It was something weird. And so, the
Golden
mayor.
Corral.
Yeah, it was like Golden Corral. I don't know. But, so the mayor comes
right in front of the Salisbury steak.
Right. So the mayor comes in and as she's like walking past us all and there's a bunch of us standing around, she says, "Hey, Josh," as she walks by. Like, looks at me, and I was like, "Oh my God, the mayor knows who I am."
Have you met her before?
I had met her. Yeah. That's how I would judge. Like, if
like
I see,
as she like you're a peer. Like, hey,
if
Josh.
I see,
hey, Josh.
Right. It was very that? Yeah. And now
there's
you
that
know.
There's that peer tone you take with people. Like, oh, hey, Josh.
So here's a question: is Mark Standriff is he out if they get the new mayor?
Well, you know,
because I love that guy.
Yeah, Mark's a great guy.
I have a really good relationship, you know, where like I can ask a question, like I can send him an email and say, "Hey, I have this idea for this thing," and he'll get back to me in like, you know.
Well, before
2 minutes,
Mark came to Fresno. He worked for the California Republican Party, so you know where he lies on the political spectrum. So I think if Lee Brand becomes mayor, maybe sticks around. Yeah.
I think
Perea,
that would be great.
Not so much. Yeah. He and Perea got into a little bit of a Twitter war.
Oh, okay.
So
I didn't see that,
pretty,
but okay.
Pretty safe to say that Mark Standriff would not be around.
Yeah. What's Mark Standriff's title? What's he do?
I don't know his exact title, but he's the PIO, basically, Public Information Officer, spokesperson,
press secretary.
Oh, yeah. No.
They're paying this guy to come to Twitter for him.
Okay, yeah. He actually.
But he does a good job.
He replied to one of my tweets this week.
Oh,
but,
keep him in office.
No, if you're
he
speaking,
was in a
keep him up.
Back in the day, apparently.
He acknowledged me, so vote for him. No,
he's like a old radio guy, and he's done performing arts, and he's really colorful, great, nice guy.
Yeah, is funny because we did like give it shit. Like,
this
guy is going to be the Twitter person for this,
and then now this guy's going to Jones Bar because of him.
Yeah. But no, if you want to watch entertaining local Twitter wars, you just
anything
follow Lincoln Fresno, aka Michael D'Emmanuel.
Mike D'Emmanuel.
Oh man, just follow him.
Oh, is that the insurance guy?
There's D'Emmanuel Insurance.
No,
I don't think it's the same guy though.
No?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. He's a big Republican guy, but like he'll get into wars. One of the B people, he gets into wars with him all the
John
time.
John Ellis.
Yeah.
Him and John Ellis get into the epic Twitter wars. So
follow those guys. And,
I didn't know that still happened.
Fun to watch.
And you should also follow or unfollow, depending, Clint Olivier.
That's pretty crazy.
Because he's...
I feel like he's
gone off the rails lately.
Brandel will do the same thing.
Well,
too.
No, lately Brandel, he's just been...
Brandel's been quiet.
Like, Olivia's just been retreating stuff, and it's all, like, crazy. Like, it's just... It's kind of crazy. Yeah. So I'm almost to the point of like I do fall like this close several times, just being like, I can't handle you anymore.
Well, Brandel so. Just tweeted at John Ellis, mentioning John Ellis, about how the Fresno Bee should apologize for their coverage of Donald Trump.
Oh,
because
man.
Some newspaper in Florida recently apologized.
Yeah, and, Josh, what the hell?
What do you have to say about that?
John Ellis,
what are you doing?
John Ellis replied, I think we've ran maybe one original piece about Trump. About like, ever. It's all wired.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They don't write about national politics.
No, yeah. So.
What, is your, apologize for to, what? Right,
is, your, is your Friday column about Trump, Josh?
No. If he wins after the it might be.
Well, Mr. Trump.
Mr. Trump.
How about that running horse?
How about that running
horse?
Yeah,
right. Please.
Take another look.
Another look, man.
Now that you're, I'm sure we can accommodate you. Yeah. All right. I think that does it for
us. Yeah.
We better stop now, otherwise it'll be an hour from now. We'll still be talking about the same crap.
It's gonna get rough.
All right, I'm gonna count us out. 5, 4, 3, 2. You guys can join in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. My dream comes true.
Oh, yeah. That's-